everyone. This is Patrick from the Parrothead Podcast. You're about to listen to our very fun, very exciting Bertie Higgins Christmas episode featuring Mr. Christmas himself, Matt Cordova. It's our favorite tradition. We do it every year. Just a heads up, I do something really dumb. I know, hard to believe. About 20 minutes into the episode and render my previous 20 minutes of audio unusable. So, for the first 20 minutes of the recording that you're about to hear, we're using the Zoom meeting audio. I know it's a little weird, but just give me about 20 minutes and I'll sound a lot better, I promise. As Jimmy says, let's roll with the punches. Please enjoy the episode. It's starting right now.
Oh, boy.
We're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Holly!
La 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 la. This law cadences are like very original.
Yeah, what a kind.
La 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 la.
Don we now our gay apparel. La 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 la.
Yes.
Troll the ancient Yuletide carol.
La 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 la.
Welcome to the Parrothead Podcast. I am Ryan Middledorf.
I am Patrick McDonald. This is your podcast for all things Jimmy Buffett, including Christmas, including Buffett buddies who have done Christmas albums, including people who are Key West staples that might not be Jimmy Buffett, but this year's a little screwy, so we're getting a little screwy too. We are talking about Bertie Higgins' Christmas album. We're so excited. And of course, to talk with us about this, our first guest via Zoom, because
yes,
we've never tried it.
This is a big deal.
He is our resident Mr. Christmas.
Twisted Christmas.
We have him on every single year.
That's right.
Please give it up for Mr. Hawaiian Shirts himself, Matt Cordova. Clapping
Woo!
Cars. Woo!
Clapping your cars.
Clapping your cars. Clapping your cars. That's
thanks for having me, guys.
Of course. How are you? How has your 2020 been?
Well, what a question. I mean, it has been different. It has been very horrifying to watch.
Yeah.
And but you know, a lot of good's come out of it too. I feel weird saying that, but I've had some nice developments.
That's
life.
Good. That's
life.
Good.
You know, like quarantine and pandemic caught me in a crazy year. It was like the first year of marriage for me and my wife. We got married November 9th of last year. So our whole first year has been pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But we kind of did it, and we bought a van and drove across the country. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah. We got a dog.
Oh yeah. What's your dog's name? Martha?
Great name for a dog.
She's a doll.
Oh, she's wonderful. What kind of dog is she? Is she a Dalmatian mix?
That's what they told us. That's
okay.
What they told us.
Oh.
We got one of those DNA tests for dogs, which you know are totally accurate and made by scientists.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Honestly, those are a sore spot for my family. We got a DNA test for my dog Maggie for my mom's birthday a few years ago, and the DNA test said she was part rat terrier, and we said absolutely.
Ooh, okay.
You're not going to want this news. And some of these things, like, it tells you what, like, kind of dog your dog's grandfather was.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Come on. You don't know this.
You don't know this.
No.
There's no way you know.
But they told us that she was Dalmatian Pit.
Wow.
And she's white and spotted, so she has that Dalmatian look, but it's Australian Shepherd is where she gets her spots from.
Okay.
All very, very interesting without being able to see her on this Zoom or on this podcast.
That's what we love. We love rich descriptions on this podcast.
Just visuals.
Oh, yeah. Give us the vis. Yeah.
Having a dog during quarantine is great. I love having a dog during quarantine.
I've never had a dog before, so this has been my first dog experience / quarantine dog, and it's really been keeping me moving.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And you moved?
I moved. Yeah, we got a new little house. and knocked up the old lady. So we got a baby coming April 2nd. So
yes!
Congratulations, buddy.
Really did the year.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Did all the things that you can do in private. got them all off the list.
That's a blast. You catapulted yourself into adulthood.
You did.
I really did. I mean, everybody's going to come back from this and they're going to, what? Who is that with a stroller and a
stroller
mustache
and a dog?
That won't leave?
Yeah. Oh, man, we love that caterpillar. That's amazing. I have to ask, you know, as a business person, was the pandemic good or bad for Dova Shirts?
Very bad. Very bad indeed. So, Dova Shirts is defunct. Dova Shirts is at the point where I don't even know the password anymore to the Instagram.
Oh, no.
I can't get into it. So, I mean, enjoy what's up there. I can't get access. But we're still in the clothing game here in the court of a household. My wife started an Etsy shop and has made 35 orders in the first week.
Oh my gosh.
So
what?
Our house is a certified like warehouse now.
That's amazing.
What's she making?
So she got this, she is into embroidering and she got this embroidery machine that can do like custom stuff. So, but she's basically doing crew neck sweatshirts. I'm of course wearing one because it's all I wear now, but nice. This one just says my, you know, you can do your birth year. She ordered initials, but it's huge in the Etsy world. You know, she's
sure
doing baby onesies and crew necks, and they're craving for them in Kentucky.
Ooh, yeah. Well, what's the, maybe our fans, maybe our Parrothead podcast heads might be interested as well. What's the Etsy?
They're very nice, elegant, comfy sweatshirts. It's Marty Made on Etsy. So named after Martha, of course, but we call her Marty. So M-A-R-T-Y. Marty Made on Etsy. Get your sweatshirts. Get your, you know, you could get one that just says PH.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Parrothead.
Perfect.
Ryan, do you think this might be a perfect time?
This would be a great time.
I mean, we're talking apparel.
What's happening? What are we talking about here?
Well, this is very fun.
Hold on a minute. No, because you surprised me with the gift last year, which, to be fair, I never got.
Okay. Well, hold on. So this came together probably 3 hours ago.
What's going on?
Oh, I can't wait to tell you how it went.
Oh, no. Okay.
So Ryan calls me or texts me and you know, says that he wants to get you another shirt. And I said, you know what? I don't have any more, but I still have the one. So just right now, unplug yourself and go to the top of your stairs. And before you get to the gate, look on the top of the white post.
Absolutely not.
Go.
No way. Hold on a minute. Okay. I'm going to take my mic. Okay. I'm going to take my mic real quick.
Oh, that's a possibility. That's pretty good.
Yeah, go.
Oh my God.
My audio just completely died.
We've ruined the audio.
Take your phone. Film it.
I got to get back to my audio.
Okay. All right. This is great.
I thought it was good.
I think that recorded it. Hopefully it did. Okay, I'm going outside my house right now. I'm running up the stairs. There's a white post on the top of the stairs. Oh my God. Oh my God. Where are we? What are we doing here? Oh my God. I see it. It's in a little package. I can't believe this. It's got a parrot drawn on the front. No way. Okay, I'm getting it now. This is a massive, massive get. I can't believe this. I'm going to hang up.
Okay, I'm back.
You're back.
And I just said, hold on. Wow, I'm so flustered.
I've never seen you so frazzled before.
Crazy. I recorded the audio as I went up there. That'll be a fun little nugget. Look at this package.
Oh,
it's got a little
parrot
head with sunglasses drawn on. It's a little brown paper packaging, like a sandwich almost. Let's open it up. Oh my gosh! It's the shirt!
There it is!
Yes! Look at this shirt!
Isn't that nice? Look at
the original Christmas colors.
The original
original Christmas colors, now well worn on a fun night out at a wedding by Matt
Cordova. It was worn to the last wedding known to man. That was like March 6th or something.
Oh my
I do
want
to bring this up because I texted you, I think, that weekend. Well, crazily enough, texted you.
It is so crazy, dude. I was at La Quinta Inn checking in for the wedding that I had brought your shirt to wear. And you texted me to ask if you could come pick it up. I said, no, I'm wearing it. Sent you pictures of me wearing it.
I mean, you look so good in it.
Oh,
you look fantastic in it.
And that's the key to a wedding is if you had to wear a suit in Palm Springs, you wear a short sleeve shirt under the suit.
There
and
you
if
go.
If you want to go a step farther, you wear my short sleeve shirt.
Yes.
Wow, it's a Christmas miracle. We all needed a win, and this certainly is one.
Yes.
When did you drop that off, Matt?
I'll tell you when I dropped it off. I parked by your gate, and then you pulled up behind me and parked in front of your gate, and I had to put my head down while you went into your gate, and then I went and put it on top of the post.
No way.
I saw that car coming around. I was like, of course. You almost caught me. And I was like two cars back from where you parked.
Holy
moly. With my head down.
That would have been massive.
And as you mentioned, yeah, I knew where I was going. So.
Wow. Yeah. Well, great to see you.
Oh, yeah. You looked great.
Thanks so much.
Stalking you.
Oh, my God. That's incredible. Well, thank you very much. That was quite a Christmas miracle. And Ryan, thank you, first and foremost, the person who got me the gift.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
We got the classic Dova year delivery.
That's right.
Free of charge, of course.
Free year. Free year shipping. Free opposite of expedited.
And also, don't make any more orders on Dova shirts because I'm not getting them.
What if somebody wanted to buy a shirt and they messaged paredheadpodcast@gmail.com or paredhead?
I mean, God bless them. If they can get to you through me or get to me through you.
But it's going to be kind of a blind shirt situation. You can't
really
shirt.
Yeah, whatever I can find in this basement. Whatever's back here.
Well, Merry Christmas, Patty.
Wow, Ryan, Merry Christmas to you, my friend. What a year it's been for us. And I'm glad we're still going.
I know. I can't believe it.
I can't believe we're still going either. I think the key to us, Ryan, is that we just kind of both kind of shut down at the same times. So we're like, oh, yeah, you want to keep going? Sure. Take a month off without talking about it? Sure.
Yeah, no problem. Easy.
That's the kind of partnership you need.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, guys, should we talk about Birdie?
Oh, man.
Yeah. We need to talk about Birdie.
Now, so
if we're getting thank yous off our chest.
Yes. So yeah.
I really sincerely want to thank you guys for bringing Albert into my life.
I was going to say, Matt, this was your first introduction to Birdie Higgins, so I would love sort of your initial thoughts.
I'll tell you what. My mother-in-law is visiting, and last night we were cooking, and I said out loud, I said, let's turn on some Birdie Higgins. And even saying that sentence out loud into a room of people immediately is like, everybody's like, what? Well, what is that? Well, yes. It's like, I'll tell you what. Blue Moon, down at the Blue Moon. Holy shit.
Is that a song of his? Down at the Blue Moon?
Yeah, isn't that one where he's like, cocaine is my pleasure.
Oh, yes. We've done that one. Yeah, we talked about that one. I was going to say, I was like, we've done one Birdie Higgins album, and I was like, you might have gone deeper than us. So I got nervous for a second. Down at the Blue Moon. No. We've done that one. That one's a hit.
Oh, it is so rompy.
Yes.
It's
really rompy. And he's got a really perfect, you know, nightclubby vibe to it.
Yeah, he's kind of got like some Bob Seger in him.
Sure.
Yeah, kind of got that like Hollywood Nights kind of vibe at
it's
some
like,
points.
Like if Bob Seger went to theater school. Like,
oh my God.
He's got a performative flair. He's got like a theatricality to him. Like
totally.
An old world Vincent Price-esque kind of showmanship.
Yeah. There's no way it can be natural.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it looks natural.
Yes.
Not to say that he looks unnatural, but that can't be. He has to be putting something on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so that is my, it's been my first experience with him. I mean, Porto Call.
Key Largo,
Casablanca. I mean, you guys, I listened to the episode that you guys did about him. And,
oh, yeah.
He is, I mean, he gives himself 10 years on Porto Call. Says he was born in 55.
Yep.
We Wikipedia it, it's 44. It's December 8th, which is me and my wife's anniversary. So that's also just another, like, amazing Birdie connection.
Wow.
So Birdie will be in my life for a long time.
Oh my gosh.
His Christmas album? But love him.
I mean,
I don't need him for Christmas, but I mean, I'm here for it. But
yeah, absolutely.
This is the most effort-filled Christmas album I've ever listened to.
Right? I couldn't agree more. It's like, Birdie, we don't need you for this. Like you don't need to be working yourself so hard for this. Like, you can't believe in God this much. Cocaine is your pleasure. You know? Like, give me that White Christmas. I want that version.
I love what I love is that he's working so hard, but not in the ways you'd think he'd be working.
Yes. Oh.
Like he goes down some avenues, right? He takes some risks. He makes some changes to some standards and some classics.
Yes.
A song that's slow, he makes fast. A song that's fast, he makes slow. Like, we don't know what he's going to do.
His cadences, yeah. Like, in Deck the Halls. Like, oh, you know, I mean, it's like Birdie's doing the Lalas different. And,
yes.
You know, that was, like, his choice and his stamp.
I mean, I
want to
point this out now. Maybe we can, I'll point it out so we can look for it. But there's a little turn of phrase that he uses. I believe he refers to Jesus as Little Baby Jesu. At some point,
oh. Baby Jesu.
And I was like, Baby Jesu.
Wow,
calling it Baby Jesu.
That's definitely a big swing.
It's beautiful.
He's just taking chances left and right.
He's zigging and zagging, baby.
Oh my gosh!
I'm really excited.
Should we take a listen to the first song?
Yeah.
Let's do it, Ryan.
Let's do it. This is I Saw Three Ships, which is the perfect, perfect introduction to this album. Let's give it a listen.
Oh, he goes very Gaelic and Celtic on this one.
Yes.
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. And what was in those ships all three on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day? And what was in those ships all three on Christmas Day in the morning?
I am a huge fan of the Gaelic influence. Have you ever listened to the Celtic Women?
No.
No.
For some reason, my mom got really into Celtic Women right about when I was in fifth grade. And we went to a concert of the Celtic Women. I know there's a lot of Celtic Women on Spotify if we want to try a song or two.
I'm going to find one right now. Do you have a favorite?
I would say all of them. So I think, and I'm saying that because I can't tell you the difference between any of them.
The women or the songs?
The women or the songs. It's three of the same women singing 100 of the same songs.
Perfect. Okay, so this is Scarborough Fair is what we're going to listen to.
Oh, good. Yeah,
ooh,
this
I've
is
heard
a
that.
Good one.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is a good one.
Ooh.
Listen to this.
Ooh. being transported right now.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. He once was a true love of mine.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty gorgeous stuff. It's no Bertie Higgins.
But you know what? Like, if I could see Bertie Higgins doing this song easily.
Yeah.
Well, that would be good. I mean, Bertie Higgins, but I would love to see, because this is a Simon and Garfunkel song, mm-hmm. I'd love to see him do the Celtic Women cover of the Simon and Garfunkel song.
Jeez, Bertie.
Oh.
Bertie dropped this album in 08.
He did. That's an wow. important thing to bring up.
Yes.
Right. I mean, that was, I want to know the business meeting where this came. Bertie, time for a Christmas album. I've got scraps of 18 different albums that haven't been made by other artists.
We have this. I mean, speaking of Deck the Halls,
is energetic.
I mean, it is energetic.
I've never heard somebody utilize a pre-recorded keyboard song so well.
That's like, what the trick is. That's what I'm hearing.
Track. It's clearly a track that was on some sort of Yamaha or Casio.
Yeah.
That
yes.
you press 001 and you listen to the demo of what you could do if you were really good on piano.
What a scrapper.
Do you think this album was totally made on GarageBand for iPhone?
The iPhone 1.0.
Here's a loop. Here's a loop. I like that.
On an iPod Touch?
Yes. It was on an iPod Touch. It was a Nano.
Oh, my gosh. So after Three Ships, we go to Oh Holy Night. We dive right in.
Yeah.
I am fascinated with this cover of Oh Holy Night. Maybe one of the most interesting covers of Oh Holy Night I've ever heard.
Right.
So can't wait to discuss.
Let's check it out.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
I mean, you can't deny that Bertie has an incredible voice.
He's just going to say he is nailing it.
Yes, he is.
He is crushing it.
Absolutely crushing it. I just don't know if he wants to be doing it.
That's the, you don't know if his heart's in it.
I know.
Yeah.
But God, he can just turn it on when he needs to. And
yes,
what,
he can.
What a gift that must be.
We love that. And here's the thing that I think is Birdie's superpower is the short, emphatic note. The one, because he does the fall and he kind of goes on your knees.
Like, yes.
Knees. Knees.
Like it's, boom. Yeah. Tight. It's a punch and it's one syllable and it's tight. And it feels like we don't need to belt it. We can just punch it.
When Christ was born.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
He's so emphatic.
Such hard Christ in that one. Yeah. I mean, I say like, I mean, he is incredible. And I mean, it is interesting to hear him sing these songs, but it's a crowded market. And I don't want to be hurt. I feel like I'm hating on Birdie. I'm not.
No.
No.
But
look, we respect him and we love Birdie.
Yeah.
And he's carved out such an interesting niche for himself within the Parrothead community, because there is a ton of trop rock musicians that you know, for better or worse, they're kind of seen as, you know, sort of like you know, like kind of lounge sort of entertainers. Maybe they show up at like a bar in Key West, you know, playing a Friday night or something like that. Birdie was one of those guys, but really kind of exploded. He had a top 40 album. And he's kind of the only sort of trop rock musician that really rose to sort of this level of prominence.
Outside of, I mean, but because like Jimmy isn't, is Jimmy trop rock?
No, he's like Gulf and Western, but he's the originator of, kind of the inspiration for a lot of trop rock musicians.
Totally, right? Because like everybody would hear Birdie and say, well, what are you trying to, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you trying to do to Jimmy?
Right.
Right. But the way I see it is that Jimmy's the one that is running around singing about Key Largo and singing about the Key West and bringing that culture to the rest of the world. And Birdie is living in the culture and is a part of the culture. So it's I mean, Jimmy is a part of the culture as well. I don't want anyone to get mad at me, but he's the day-to-day. You're not going to walk into every single bar and see people singing about getting drunk and see people singing about the beaches. You're going to walk into bars and sometimes they're going to be singing Oh Holy Night. Sometimes they're going to be singing about other stuff because it's for the locals. It's for the everyday. It's for it's for the ambiance. He is the ambiance of these places.
That is so great. Yeah. I'm trying to think of a comparison of something of like, yeah, you need the people to bring the attention. And then once the attention's there, it's there for a reason because there are people there that are just like absolutely worth.
Yes. Yeah.
And he's playing for the locals. He's not playing for the tourists.
Absolutely.
Much like he does now, right? Like you said. I think I met you guys said it like he plays at his hometown a lot. A
couple festivals at his hometown a year, yeah. That's about it. And then he, you know, of course makes horror films with his son.
Of course.
He's the vibe.
Yeah.
Up next we have the Christmas song. The classic Christmas song. Let's give it a listen. Let's see what's going on.
This is a good one.
Yeah, it is.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey, and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh.
Sleigh.
We love it.
And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly.
Oh, wow. He almost didn't even say fly.
I don't know. Do you think anybody's ever tried to make a sexier Christmas song?
I mean, a turkey.
That is what I'm talking about, these kind of zigs and zags. I didn't expect Christmas song to be sexy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That song is always the, I don't know who I imagined the person singing that song was. I imagined him almost like an ethereal, warm house ghost, you know?
Yes, I was just going to say, like, a neighborhood watch guy that, like, is, like, walking the streets while everyone's having a nice Christmas, being like, good, okay, everything's fine here. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing here. Yeah.
But he's alone. The more
he's
I think
alone.
About it,
very
he's alone.
Alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the old man from Home Alone.
That's right.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, yeah.
And, like, since you mentioned that, I was just waiting for it. Like, I can't not hear those notes now.
Those punches?
I know.
A turkey.
Slay.
I take back a lot of what I said earlier about this genre not needing him.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do, because I didn't listen in enough detail. And, like, the things that he's doing, nobody's doing.
No, at all.
And I want to tell you a theory that I have, and it's kind of starting in this album, this song. The theory is that he recorded this whole album in one day, and and slowly and surely he had to start at the beginning with some kind of pre-recorded things, and then more and more musicians showed up as he was recording, because that's the beginning of that kind of jazz piano that's in the background that's pretty nice.
Yep.
And then there's, as we get into it, there's some surprising saxophone. And some horns and
right.
some other things like that. Where you're like,
there's
wow,
some harmonica.
Yes. Yeah.
I like so to think that he. I like to think he has an open door policy when he records.
Totally. Yeah.
Anyone can play.
Yes. Or like the phone lines ring. It's like, heard Bernie's going down in flames over at the studio. We got to get over there. This Christmas album. The turn of phrases aren't holding the whole thing. He thought that would hold the whole thing. We need some harmonica.
I'll bring my triangle.
Yeah. Get the Gaelic girls.
the Gaelic girls.
The Celtic women.
The
Gaelic girls.
Well, those are their daughters,
we
though.
We couldn't get the Celtic women. We had to get the Gaelic girls.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Joy to the World.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, boy. This is a fun
Another
one.
Religious one.
Yes.
This one might be my favorite.
Let's check it out.
The blues travelers in here.
Get Popper in here.
Yeah.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ.
That little twang is
I know.
Floods, rocks and hills and plains. Repeat the Ooh. Sounding joy.
Repeat thud, famous the thud right there. Joy.
Two famous thuds.
Repeat the sounding joy.
I mean, To just jump to this is a gift for this album.
Damn, dude. That guitar tickle around that.
It's so good. Yeah. And it's, I would say he's bringing in a little bit of rockabilly. He's got
yes.
a rockabilly
oh, sure.
swing in there and a twang in there.
Yeah, that could play on like a country channel.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
could play on Cat Country 103.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My question is, and I would like for you both to answer this, who is this album for?
Mm.
Is it for country fans? Is it for, I don't think it's for the trop rockers.
No.
No. There's not enough like influence.
I would say it's for the religious crowd that likes to get a little rowdy every once in a while.
Totally, yeah. Like, this is safe to play at, yeah, like a church-run Christmas party.
Yes.
That is going to have some dancing.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's fun. Like 6:30 on a Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was thinking about that, because I was like, you know, the guy who sang Down at the Blue Moon and the guy who's singing this don't have the same moral compass. But, but let me tell you, now I'm thinking about this world we live in, and this world we live in is full of grandpas who have done cocaine at this point. You know, like, almost everybody's grandpas, like, touch the stuff. And that's, like, so, like, we can be okay with those guys being our old men now. And,
sure.
And being our grandfather figures and not, you know, have a weird think about it.
Yeah, I mean, we don't even have to be okay. It just is the truth. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's just the truth.
We accept it and we move on. Yeah, exactly.
That's so funny. I mean, we talk a lot about this, Ryan and I have on this podcast, specifically with, you know, Songs You Don't Know by Heart. Jimmy Buffett recently released an album full of covers of some lesser known songs. And a lot of those songs involved him being young and dumb and doing crazy things. But he sings them in this older retrospective way where he's looking back on his life. And to me, one of the biggest things I've learned while doing this podcast is, like, kind of looking at the whole scope of a person, right? So this is part of it, Birdie. This is 2008. Birdie is part of Birdie Higgins.
Totally.
And we're seeing an entire, and our we get to see going from the Key Largo, Just Another Day in Paradise album to the Christmas album. He's had some kids. He's changed a little bit.
Yep.
He's done some things.
But like Ryan said, you can't deny that voice.
He's got it.
It's still there.
Yeah. Yeah. He's 76, I believe.
And he's got that voice, and a lot of his songs are songs that he can play and sing until he's 80.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're all in that range where he's a smart man, smart businessman.
He's right there.
What do you think it is about the Parrothead trop rock kind of lifestyle? Because we've talked, like, Jimmy is in his mid 70s as well, and we talk all the time about how we think he'll live to be 100 just because of the way he lives his life. You know, low key, does what he likes to do, goes after what he enjoys. It seems like Birdie kind of does the same thing. Like, they're roughly the same age, but still feel, at least musically, very kind of young. So what do you think it is just about the lifestyle that that keeps people kind of going like that?
Well, I think that one thing, when you're relaxed, just in general, your ears are open and you can hear like how things are changing around you and not be stuck in a certain way. Because I feel like that's the way that people can cross generations, is like being open to change and people being open to them changing. And I feel like he's somebody that's been able to kind of do that in the background without anybody really questioning him or noticing it.
Yep.
But also, like, I heard about this book that I'm going to read.
Very smart of
you. Called Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers.
Oh.
And it's all about stress and managing stress.
Ooh.
And, like, you know, using it when you need it. But it shouldn't be going in your body. You know, like, you know, if a lion's going to eat you, sure, your heart rate should go up. You need to run. You need to think quickly. But if, you know, the light is red, you don't need to be, you know, going as if the lion. I feel like Birdie has got stress managed perfectly. I think Jimmy does, too.
Yeah.
And it helps. It's got to help all the way down the line as far as, like, producing and still, like, wanting to be musical, wanting to be creative, not feeling like you're old and out of touch. Like, they just don't care. They're just, they're authentic.
Yeah, I agree. I also think that being a Parrothead means doing what you love. In order to do what you love, you really have to know what you love.
Mm-hmm.
So Parrotheads and the trop rock lifestyle, people that are gravitating towards going to the beach, hanging out, having fun with friends. I mean, it's focused on good times and fun and not worrying about the politics of something or being dragged down by the complexities of life, right? We got the breathe in, breathe out, move on situation. So I think it is a great focus on that. And I think if your main drive is to get to the beach, and then that means you know how to enjoy the beach. So I think if you can enjoy the beach, you're going to live a long life.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a very interesting thing, because everybody goes to the beach, but not everybody enjoys the beach.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well, Ryan and I, sometimes we talk a lot about that. Not big fans of sand.
No.
Uh-huh. That is the beach.
It is. It's mainly all the beach.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And Ryan and I are scared of things in the water.
Yes.
So sure. It's not like we can escape the sand. Well.
I haven't been lucky enough, but I have seen Patrick thrive on sand, so he doesn't hate it as much as he says.
We had that big fun day. Was that your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good amount of thriving.
So you know, you just need to know how to manage sand.
I think so.
I guess that's true.
I just have to be okay with sand, truthfully, is the biggest metaphor.
Yeah.
Is I know there's sand on my feet. I know there's sand in my sandwich. I just got to eat through it and enjoy the turkey.
I have like... horrific, horrific, horrific touchstones of being a child and sand just grinding in between my crotch and my leg and my swimsuit that had a net in it, you know?
Yep.
Of course.
Yep, absolutely.
And just like having to like walk with like a huge invisible saddle in between my legs. So I've definitely had my troubles with sand as well.
Well, now, how do you guys do with snow?
I love it.
Snow's the best.
Yeah,
you like snow, Ryan.
I love snow. I'm from the East Coast, and yeah. I grew up with cold winters, snowy Christmases.
Ooh.
So it's something that living out in LA, you know, we don't get at all. You know, we're recording this right now. It's like 65 degrees. It's cold for LA, but it's not, you know, it's not in the teens.
But I feel like you, as someone who grew up in it, is like... It's something that I also equate to like people that live in like New York City or something. There's like a certain toughness that your body has to build up in order to just deal with everyday things that you have to do to live in the snow, or like you know, just chipping ice off your windshield to start the car, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like
it's
a whole different. You're a whole different animal out there.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember having to wake up like an hour before I would usually wake up just to. You know, chip off the ice, turn on the car, heat it up, the whole thing.
Now, I have a question.
Wow. Yeah.
I hate being late.
Mm.
It's like, it'll give this zebra an ulcer. And so, it's my one thing. And I don't have a huge issue if anybody else is late. But I feel like if I'm late, it's bad luck. But do people in the snow, are people in the snow late a lot?
Not really. Like it's
See?
I
just
like
responsible. They plan
exactly. Mm. I'm also I hate being a late person. Hate it. I can't stand it. But you know, when it's winter on the East Coast, people just automatically just sort of settle into this mindset. Like, okay, winter's here. It's gonna be a little tougher. You know, I'm gonna have to wake up a little early. I'm gonna have to do a little bit more just to be comfortable. You know. And people just do it.
Yeah. You have to.
That's it. You have to. You have to. No way around it.
Sometimes it's a luxury to dislike things. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that Die Hard movie? Live, Freeze, or Die? No.
Live, Freeze, or die.
That was a little... Hey, I told you, I'm becoming a dad.
I know. That's a dad joke. That's a good one.
That's New Hampshire's state motto is what it is.
Oh, is it?
Is that right?
It's live free or die.
New Hampshire?
Live free or die.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you about being a dad. We are veering off the rails for a second. Do you know the Jimmy Buffett songs about fatherhood?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
Ryan, what are we going to do about this?
I thought he had that it was, on right there. Holy shit.
No, that was an
that
accident.
Was joy to the world.
So, Maddie, I'm going to play a song called Delaney Talks to Statues. This is a classic Jimmy song about being a dad. This is from the album Fruitcakes. This is about his daughter, Delaney, when she was a kid. Now Delaney is an adult. She directed his most recent Instagram series, which became the new album. She's doing her own things. She's very successful. This is a song about her as a kid. It's very, very sweet. So let's give it a listen.
Mama, Delaney talks to statues as she dances round the pool. She chases cats through Roman ruins and stomps on big toadstools. She speaks a language of her own that I cannot discover. But she knows I love her so when I tuck her neath the covers. Father, daughter, down by the water, shells sink, dreams float, life's good on our boat.
I mean, it's so great, and it's perfect for what we've been talking about, where, you know, time sort of changes a person, and, you know, things have new meanings, and people, you know, just depending on how their lives go, can become a little softer to certain subjects and things like that. Like, Jimmy used to write songs about getting drunk, like getting crazy drunk, and then 20 years down the line, he's writing songs about, you know, his daughter just being this wide-eyed kid, just kind of, you know, playing make-believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's I got to hear the whole thing. That's great.
You got to, yeah. I'll recommend a Little Miss Magic as well. We'll send you a little playlist.
Because I'm having a daughter.
You're having a daughter.
Wow.
So it's all the more special.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Jimmy has some great parenthood songs. I think you're going to enjoy them all.
Yes, he does.
Great. I got to start learning them so we can start singing them to the belly.
Yeah, we got to make sure she's a parrot head. I want to
yes.
be clear.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I mean. I did, you know, I've listened to you guys recently too, and it's crazy to hear about all the millennial parrot heads, and like,
yeah,
it makes sense because, yeah, you're born into it.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I like what I like, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I was almost named Boz, you know? A lot of Boz gags going on in our house.
Yeah. Boz Cordova.
Yeah.
That's a great name. That's a good, strong name.
Yeah,
very good.
Every year I say to my mom, you fucked up.
Might be good for a girl.
Yeah.
There you go.
Little baby Boz.
Yeah. I grew up just regular, boring Matt. Could have fucking ruled the world as Boz. But
look, if Annie needs me to convince her to name your daughter Boz, let me know.
Oh, God. It's on the list.
Should we get back to Winter Wonderland?
Oh, great.
Let's do it. Let's see what Birdie's up to.
Is that a rattlesnake?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What?
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
Listening.
A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay. A new bird.
Ooh.
He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland.
Oh my gosh. Talk about subverting expectations.
Yeah. Wow.
This is a sexy jam too.
Yes, it is.
He can't help it.
He oozes the stuff.
It's in his DNA. He oozes this stuff.
That's maybe why he stayed away from Christmas for so long.
Yeah, he said they weren't ready for this.
No.
Christmas is a family holiday.
Little Drummer Boy, up next.
Oh, man.
This one, this is a good one. This is great.
This might be Heizu.
I'll tell you, yeah. This is the first one I listened to.
Really? You went to this one first?
Because it's my, you know, anytime anybody does Drummer Boy, I got to hear it.
Ooh, that's your song. That's your Christmas song.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. I like it. Let's dive in. Oh, yeah. It starts off really soft. Builds.
And it stays pretty, like, the whole time. Yeah, pretty bare bones.
You got your drum.
I'm also convinced that the guy in the background is actually saying drum, drum, drum.
Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, to lay before the king, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, rum-pum-pum-pum, rum-pum-pum-pum.
There he is.
Come on.
Baby Jesus.
I am a poor boy too. Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. I have no gift to bring. Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. That's fit to give the king. Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. Rum-pum-pum-pum. Rum-pum-pum-pum.
So powerful and restrained.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's very powerful. It almost feels to me like he looked around the room and he said, anything that we can bang on or bang on the ground, we have to use. Mm-hmm. Oh, is that a coin jar? Let's do it.
Yes.
You know, we're creating, this is that wall of sound that murderer Phil Spector loved.
Hey, he knew it was good, but he knew what people liked.
Well, he knew what some people liked in the 70s and 60s.
Very specific.
Yeah.
And you ran out of something? You ran out of something to bang? Say drum.
Say drum. Drum. You know what? Throw drum in there.
I want a whole band of people that are just like saying that or like, hey, guitar, guitar. They can only say the name of the instrument.
That would be a good intro. If that's how you played all your
instruments. That's your band?
Yeah. Piano, piano. Piano, piano.
Yes.
Piano, piano, piano.
Drum,
piano,
drum,
piano.
Drum, drum.
Matt, what is it about Little Drummer Boy for you?
Honestly, it's Dolly Parton's version of Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That, like, made me fall in love with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I think because I realized, oh, everybody's got their own version of it now. And it is like, it's not like a banger song. I mean, it is, it's literally one, but not, not everybody's favorite and not like on the high repeat list. So it is always interesting to see how people do it. People usually go like gentle, you know?
Yeah.
Or like Dolly sure did, but.
Well, this is a little boy we're talking about.
Right, right.
A little drummer boy.
It's a little drummer boy. He's coming in. He's meek, and he's like, I got a gift. It's my song. And everyone's like, you know, we don't know what Mary really thinks. She just nods at him, which is, I would say, a little rude. But, you know, I'm drumming for a baby. I guess that's nice. Usually it is. But this Birdie, the drummer boy, little drummer Birdie, coming in with a
intense
full drum set. Yeah. We're going hard.
Right.
Yes.
You know, we're
Which,
rocking out.
I don't know if, I mean, I feel like I prefer a female voice to sing this song.
Interesting.
I think a male voice takes it too far into the intensity.
Yeah.
Back to Birdie.
I'll be home for Christmas. Oof. Let's give it a listen.
Are you telling us?
Oof.
Yeah, I'll be home for, oof.
This is a sad one.
This is a sad one, especially this year.
I know.
Oh, that's
that's the oof. That's the oof. Let's give it a listen.
I'll be home
for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams.
It's a good one. That's a
yeah,
good one.
That's...
Now, Patty, you're going home for Christmas.
I am going home, hopefully. I was supposed to leave in a couple days, but I found out maybe 4 or 5 days ago that I was in contact with somebody who might have coronavirus. And so
yes.
Now I am nervous.
But now it's up in
and
the air a little
2020.
Bit. That's 2020.
Really.
That's a 2020
yeah.
predicament. Matt, are your family lives up north, right?
Yeah, they're drivable. And so we're going to head up there. We're going to pack up the van, throw the dog in there, and drive up north.
Wow. Nice. Nice.
So we're feeling lucky.
Good.
It's
That's
still,
great.
It's still going to be, you know, smaller than it normally would be, but you get to do the immediate family. So
yeah
that's fantastic.
That's
yeah.
nice.
What about you, Ryan? Are you
staying put in Burbank? You know, we're lucky as well. We live in Olivia's parents' guest house. So
oh yeah, that was where we came last time.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got, you know, her family unit like right in our backyard, which is really nice.
Man, especially now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. So it's been kind of a lifesaver this year to kind of have that. And then my family back east, you know, they're doing their own thing. But you know, we're gonna try and do it big next year.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be fun next year to see everybody's just going crazy.
Just like eggnog ice luge.
Oh. I'm kind of pissed. I'm pissed off at my planning. I'm going to have a kid, so I can't go full bore.
That's right.
Oh, man.
I really blew it for the rest of my life.
Oh, man. I know. What are you going to do with little Boz on Christmas 2021? Man, yeah, I know. I am looking forward to having Christmases again that aren't full of anxiety and
oh man, think fear. About how many people we could be playing this Birdie soundtrack in front
I
of.
Know. Oh. Gather everybody around the fire. Say, "Hey, I've got something for you."
Yeah.
Let's put on a little Birdie Higgins.
Put on some Birdie, celebrate baby Jesus. Let's just enjoy it.
Away in a Manger, getting wow. real into it.
Yeah.
Let's give it a listen.
Birdie found God and he's giving it to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah.
Away in a manger, no crib for his bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
Okay, sax guy has shown up.
The cattle are lowing. The baby awakes. The little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee.
he uses he says Jesus in this one, not Jesus.
Yeah, just Jesus.
Yeah.
Man, I love I feel like that's also like a little Spanish guitar too. Or
yes.
Like a little mandolin or something. It's like a mandolin and let's throw a mandolin and a saxophone on Away in a Manger.
It goes back to what we're saying about the open door policy. Who knows who's going to show up?
Yeah, yeah. A
couple of drop-ins.
That's right.
Look, you get what you get.
That's right.
You guys are here for Away in the Manger Day. It's going to be weird having you here, but you know my policy.
You know, Sax Guy, we thought you were going to come from Winter Wonderland. You missed it. I guess we should have told you when we were playing what, but go ahead. Do whatever you want on this one. Oh, wow. Speaking of, we have a whole little... I mean, he basically has a manger block, like a Christmas night, birth of baby Jesus block.
Yeah.
Like he did all of them. He did Away in a Manger and What Child Is This and Joy to the World Oh Holy Night.
I know.
And Little Drummer Boy. We're setting the scene.
That's what I thought. It seemed very religious to me.
It's a Christmas concept album.
Maybe it's a concept album. The concept, the Christmas Day, year one.
Yes. What child is this? This,
oh, man.
This one's great. Let's give it a listen. There's that guitar again.
I know. What child feels more dramatic. Is this
who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him loud, the babe, the son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and beasts are feeding? Good Christian fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading.
You're right about it being dramatic.
It is. It almost reminds me of like if the whole birth is coming, it just happened. Mary is exhausted. Joseph is like, great job. The baby is there. All the wise men are there. And then Bertie Higgins busts into the barn door and is like, what child is this? Who is this kid? Who is this kid?
Look over there where the ox and beasts are feeding. He said,
who are you? Who are you, little kid?
He does make me like hear lines and songs that I've never heard before.
Yeah,
so he's isolating some.
Yeah,
because
like,
his enunciation is so good.
It's so good. I never heard that song says where the ox and beasts are feeding.
No.
Yeah. Man,
I also am wondering if anyone could commission for me a Bertie Higgins figurine for me to put into my nativity scene on the mantle.
Preferably the one from that picture you sent me where he's hunched over a cane.
Yes. Just put him next to Joseph.
Yeah. Hey. Joseph's stepbrother. It's the stepbrother of the stepdad.
Everyone that sees it is like, who's that? And you're like, oh, have you never heard the story of Bertie? Well, come sit down.
And then the Lord said, this is Bertie Higgins. He's here. Two. I want to see that now.
Oh my gosh.
It used to be called Birdie Ham. My wife Beth made me change it.
I run this town. I'm kind of the king.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Up next is O Come All Ye Faithful. Just really... like he had the crazy thing is he had a choice with what songs he wanted to do.
Yeah,
I know, it's like so many in the same corner.
Yeah, He stuck with the legit, like, old classics.
Yes. It's dirty. Let's, like, rock around the Christmas tree or something.
I know. But here we are.
Pretty. Oh, so. What, do you think it was a rights issue?
Maybe.
Bertie, you have no right to do this.
Yeah, human rights. Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's give it a listen. Oh, come all ye faithful.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh come, let us adore him. Oh come, let us adore him. Oh come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Key change. There's something very, like, Shakespearean about his singing style.
It is. Yeah. He could be, like, a street corner singer.
Totally. Up on a box. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but, oh, come let me spill a bunch of Gatorade all over myself.
Did you just do that?
Yeah. So, I was doing a little bit of cleanup during that.
Oh, my God.
Moving right along, we have... We've got the song that we opened the episode with, Deck the Halls, my favorite from the album.
Yes, absolutely.
This one's great. I'm going to turn this on every single year.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a really good one. I'm going to throw this in the Christmas list.
Let's do it. Let's listen to it again. Deck the Halls, Bertie Higgins. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
The halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la, la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la, la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la.
I mean, this song, this is what I want the entire album to be.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I heard this and I was like, oh, we're in for it. And then 8 songs of Drab Jesus.
Drab Jesus.
Yes.
And look, we are only saying that that is not our particular flavor Christmas album.
I agree.
I would say we might even be in the minority on that. I would say that the people who buy Christmas albums, there is a reason for the season, that situation. I think this might be perfect for you because these are nice little modern updates on these very, very well-known songs.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Don't want to ostracize the Christmas criers.
No.
Okay. The ones that like to flip on this song and cry your eyes out. But give me some more Deck the Halls.
Yeah.
For some, Christmas is a form of self-punishment.
That's right. But you had the electric guitar in there. The beat was really good. You had the fa-la-las. I mean, it's everything I want in a modern update to a Christmas song.
Yes.
It's joyous. It's joyous. I mean, and this also, this song, and then We Wish You a Merry Christmas, which is also on here, and Little Drummer Boy, actually had me thinking yesterday, and I tweeted this, so if you follow my Twitter, I'm sorry, but it made me realize, I said, why are all Christmas songs, why do all lyrics sound like they were written 30 minutes before they're due? Like, why is it so?
Yeah.
Why is it so, like, the same words over and over again?
That and, like, a bunch of, like, lines of detail that are like, what? Like,
yeah.
I don't even know that.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
That was a wasted line.
But this one has good lyrics in here. This next one, White Christmas.
White Christmas. Let's give it a listen.
This is a Jimmy's cover as well.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
It sounds like it was pulled right out of a Rankin Bass special.
I was going to say, feels like a claymation song.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, those classic, like, Johnny Mathis, like, Andy Williams Christmas albums.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's right up there. It fits that right there.
Uh-huh. But that's, like, it's weird. These are the ones where you don't think that he would be coming in and doing this style. Mm-hmm. It's really impressive that he can.
Right.
Yes.
But you want more... I don't know. I mean,
Birdie's so signature. We know him in a certain way.
Yeah.
He's so specific. There's nobody that really is like him, which is why we love him so much. So to hear him sound like other people, we're like, no, we want you to be you, Birdie.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's, again, very impressive, that vocal range.
Of course. I mean, he can do whatever he wants.
Right. Amazing. Second to last song on the album, The First Noel.
Wow.
Wow. We
get
did
back
it.
To it.
Let's get back to it.
Let's get back to that night one, baby.
Here we go.
Can we do one more about the baby?
I think we can. We got the dulcimer guy here. Let's do it.
The first Noel the angels did say was to certain poor shepherds as they lay in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night. That was so deep. Noel, 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 Noel. Born is the King of Israel.
Yeah, he really sticks to the script on that one.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
I have an issue with the script, though, on that one.
And that's the issue.
The lyric specifically, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. What was deep? The field?
Or the night?
What's a deep night?
Is it a night that just feels like it keeps going, you know?
On a cold winter's night that was so deep. A bottomless night. On a bottomless night.
This is what we're talking about. How like he makes you really hear the lyrics that you've never.
Yes. He does.
I'm telling you.
He doesn't give
probably
you a chance.
Probably the best enunciation of any artist I've ever heard.
I think
you're
right.
I bet some
Absolutely.
Of the Christmas song authors are like, "Hey, Birdie, why don't you mumble it a little bit?" They're hearing our bullshit lyrics.
This wasn't my best stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe you slide into these, baby.
Roll it.
This is so funny.
Have a few blue moons.
Wow. Before we wind down, I do want to get a Jimmy Christmas song in here. This is a song that the three of us love. This is a classic. I would say one of Jimmy's probably best songs ever written, period. This is Ho, Ho, Ho in a Bottle of Rum.
Man.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's our Christmas tradition. We have to listen to this one every year.
I agree.
Best song, not just Christmas.
No.
Year-round, you can listen to this song.
It's a hit.
It's a hit. Here we go. Let's give it a listen. The Christmas whistle.
I love the Christmas whistle.
Oh, here we go.
Ho, ho,
ho, and a bottle of rum. Santa's run off to the Caribbean.
He thinks about boat drinks and fun in the sun. Ho,
ho, ho, and a bottle of rum. It doesn't get better than that.
No.
Oh, my God.
It really, really doesn't.
We're going to wrap it up. Closing things out, as is with tradition, Matt, we're so glad that you were able to join us this year again,
man.
Even though it was a little different over Zoom. This is a big deal for us, one of our favorite episodes of the year, so thank you so much for coming on and chatting some
Bird
Higgins.
You guys, I love being here so much. So, so fun.
Our fans love it too. Our Parrothead podcast has, they asked, please tell me to do another Christmas episode with Matt.
Oh my God. I love you, Parrotheads. I'm one of you.
Absolutely. And we can't wait to hear about your daughter and everything that's happening in your life. You have to come back. We might have to do a new fatherhood episode.
Absolutely. Oh, that's a great
idea.
Get
a little hospital straw hat.
Perfect.
Amazing.
Maybe she can be born right into a margarita glass.
Yeah, with my family.
Well, until next time, everybody have a very happy holiday season. We will see you all in the next one. I am Mayfair Marleybone.
Yes, Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm St. Charles, Tennessee. Have a
great week.
Meet you at the end.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring,
to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a happy new year.
My name is Will Hines, and I am a ghostwriter, meaning I write other people's books for them. And I have a podcast called I Will Write Your Book, which are recordings of my meetings with my eccentric clients, such as a woman blocked after one sentence of a children's book about her dogs, a romance novelist who dislikes sex, and a man proud of having sampled everything in his local grocery store. This podcast has been described as fully improvised, played by some of the best comedians on the planet Earth. Hey, that's pretty good. That's I Will Write Your Book on Campfire Media.
Campfire.